Welcome back to Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening is joining us on the line now. Is the head volleyball coach of the Clarion Goldfield Now's Cowgirls. Jess Nail joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look, your team, definitely, you know, the last couple weeks of the season, going up against some really good competition, I think you can definitely see the improvement in the team, definitely from where things were at the start of the year to where they are now here, especially going up against some solid teams in the last week, such as, or last couple weeks, I should say, like Algona, GHB, Webster City, so on and so forth. And just what have you seen from your team here at the close of the regular season, despite, you know, some of the losses that have gone on?
Yeah, like you said, we've had a tough couple of weeks here. We got that last win in that triangular up in Nashua, and then since then haven't been able to get the wins that we would like, but we've been growing as a team. We've kind of been, you know, we lost a strong leader midway through conference play. Losing Blair Askelson was tough, so still trying to kind of figure out that, and then, you know, we went and lost, you know, a senior and Jacqueline Kirstein on senior night for a couple sets. So luckily she was able to come back onto the court towards the end of that night, but just kind of have been facing a little bit of adversity with injuries, so that's been tough. But I think the girls are starting to recognize a little bit more. You know, we've been talking about some things all season long. They're starting to recognize, you know, some of the things and what's happening when they have some errors. So now it's just being able to, you know, kind of be able to fix that and recognize how to fix that kind of in the middle of a game. We've been, you know, coming out strong, I feel like, in all of our matches, most of our sets. And then it's trying to get over that, like, middle to the end of the set. Kind of we're letting them get kind of some long runs at the end of the sets that are kind of hurting us. So just being able to finish a set, you know, staying confident the whole way through, continuing to swing, and just not shying away. You know, like I said, we've had some tough competition, so those are the ones that we kind of just need to go out and play hard the entire set through and just see what happens and, you know, learn from it and grow from it. So we get ready here for tonight against Alta Aurelia.
And looking at some of the individuals on your team that have stood out, somebody at least I think in the last couple of weeks I think has really stepped up has been Ella Finneran at middle hitter. She's someone that stood out on in that match last Thursday with Webster City. She's somebody that can definitely attack the volleyball with a lot of velocity, no question about it. And you look at Ella Engstrom as well, a junior, and Claire Kirstein as well, two others I think that have played pretty darn well here towards the end of the season. It just, you know, from those three in particular, What have you seen from them that stood out to you about the improvements they have made here as the season's gone on?
Yeah, you know, starting with Ella Finneran, only a sophomore, and she's been getting some varsity minutes the last couple of years. Really have just seen her be a lot more vocal on the court too, which has been great. You know, we've had conversations with her the last two seasons about being involved in every aspect of the game. You know, yes, we know she can go up and hit, but getting her block in there, getting her defense a little bit stronger. So that's been good to see from her, being able to hear her voice on the court a little bit more. We always need to get her more involved, you know. That starts with our passes. When our passes are on, we can move her around a little bit more and can get her the ball a lot more. Blocks tend to sit on her a little bit, so just, you know, not always running that quick one or not always having her, you know, camp out there at the three spot, just really making sure we move her around in our offense a little bit. Yeah, Ella Engstrom, you know, she's really a strong player. She's a great athlete. Not very tall, but she can jump out of the gym. So when she is on, she's on. You know, unfortunately last week she was pretty much sick all week long. We had her for game nights. Didn't have her for a single practice last week, which was kind of tough. But she really tried to battle and still give us as much as she could last week. And Claire Kirstie, you know, just that senior leader on the court. She's been a leader all year long when she's on the court vocally. And she's always one that's just willing to attack. You know, she's never, you're not going to see her push her free ball very often. She's going to swing as much as she can. Doesn't always get the kills in the stat sheet, but she's always given us an opportunity by swinging. So, yeah, those three have been huge for us, and we'll definitely need them tonight.
And you talk about this matchup tonight with Alta Aurelia to kick off postseason play. Obviously, a long road trip is one thing, but the Warriors coming in 15-9. But although on the flip side, it is a bit of a different opponent that both sides are probably rather unfamiliar with. And when you look at this Alta Aurelia team, what has stood out to you about them in preparation for them? And what does your team have to do to come away with a victory tonight?
Yeah, watching a little bit, definitely have some strong hitters in the front row, strong right side, left-handed, so that's always, adds a different element there. We've been working on our defensive positions. We practice it really well. Now it's just being able to apply and execute that come game time, just making sure we've been looking at some of their tendencies and where we want to kind of move our defense a little bit for them, trying to get a hand on it with our block. Our block hasn't been as strong as we wanted it to be down the stretch here. So trying to just get a hand at least to slow it down for our defense, to give our defense a chance. We've been really talking about that defensive grit a little bit too. We're not the tallest team ever. So, we got to just try to trust our defense a little bit more and just, if it's like we always say, it's anyone's ball. Okay, don't always expect someone else to take it. So we just need everyone really just on all ends, offense, defense, just being able to just show up, play hard, and give us all they can tonight.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Alta Aurelia.
Thank you.
That was Jess Nail, the head volleyball coach of the CGD Cowgirls, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Ottawa, Webster City, as we are back with more after this on 95.7 FM.